Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Deer Season Daily. It is November 6th, 2025. Today, I'm talking about some of the hunts we've had recently. I have an update from the shop. Nothing on news, weather and movement predictions as always. And then the tip of the day at the end of the show has to do with wind direction. So make sure you stay tuned for that. But before I get into it, don't forget our partner on these Deer Season Daily episodes is Rack's Big Game Supplements. You can go to racksmineral.com and find everything that they have to offer. You can also find local dealers on the website. Our website is richhunteroutdoors.com. You can use the discount code RHOPOD, all caps, no space, for 10% off of everything on the site. Our content is also on the website as well, so you can find it there. If you're on YouTube, make sure you subscribe, like, comment, all that kind of stuff. If you're on audio only, Spotify, Apple Podcast, somewhere like that, you can follow and leave us a review. That helps the show out as well. When you guys like the videos, when you leave reviews, when you hit the 5 stars on Spotify or whatever it is, it lets those algorithms know that you enjoyed the show and that other people might as well, and it pushes it out a little bit more so that more people can see the show. So we really appreciate when you guys do that. It doesn't cost you anything. It takes like 2 seconds to do. So if you like the content, make sure you hit those like and follow and reviews and all that kind of good stuff. So, like I said, RHO update. Some of the hunts we've had have been pretty good recently. We've got some more coming up on the channel. I'm going to try to have a video out today, or tonight, I should say. If I don't, hopefully I can get it done tomorrow. I've been in the woods pretty much every day, morning and evening, trying to work through the middle of the day, getting stuff edited, recording these at night. It's been tough to get a video edited, put together, because I don't want to rush through it. I want to make sure it's good for you guys. So hopefully I'll have one tonight. If not, it'll be tomorrow. We got, of course, that video from the cabin I've been talking about. And I will also have a hunt from Dusty's boy Dawson that happened back in October. I've been, again, trying to find the time to edit all that. I had to do some experimenting with some of the video on that one to see if I could sharpen it up a little. And I think I figured it out. So I can put that one together for you guys. So it'll be a little bit behind our normal schedule as far as the semi-live goes. But nonetheless, that one will come out soon. He killed a nice 8-pointer on that episode. So I think you guys will enjoy that one. I had a really good hunt last night. I almost tagged out again. So the last time I spooked the buck. This time is a close to 150-inch 10-pointer. He'll be pushing 150. And that's not even a whole reason I would shoot him. This is a 10.5-year-old buck. It's on a farm that I've hunted now for 2 years, 2 or 3 years. Dusty's hunted it for a long time, and he's got tons of pictures of this deer throughout the years, tons of sheds from this deer. He's a super cool old buck. He's a huge-bodied deer, and he's got a pretty good rack, too. Like I said, I think he'll push 150. But anyway, he came out last night, like 10 minutes before last light, 250 yards away. He went to make a scrape on the edge of some timber. I rattled at him, got his attention, hit it together just a little bit more, and he came to me. Actually, he came to about 100 yards, and I grunted and snort-wheezed. And then he came around into some tall grass that I was sitting over, and at this point it was dark, like beyond shooting light dark, beyond camera light dark. So I started folding stuff up. I got my camera off of the tree arm, and then I heard a snort wheeze over in the grass pretty close. And I knew he was coming into the spot. So I thought, well, I can't get down now. I'm going to have to wait for him to do his thing and then move on so I don't spook him. So it wasn't, I don't know, 30 seconds later, and he popped out at 40 yards in the little food plot. He turned. He came right down to me. He was probably 10 yards away at the closest, walked straight broadside in front of me at 10 yards, made a scrape like 20 yards away, and then finally moved on. But if it had been 10 minutes earlier, it would have been an awesome video, and I would have got that buck on the ground. I'm going to try to hunt him some more coming up. I need a northwest wind or at least a west, so maybe Friday at the earliest, Sunday at the latest, I'll try to get back on that deer. There's also another pretty good one that's been running around in there that I would like to shoot. So we'll see what comes of that. Nate had a pretty good hunt the other day. We'll have some video from that one coming soon, hopefully. I know Blake has been seeing some deer. He's going to have, I think he's got a pretty good shot this morning for what he's got planned. It's a year to the date where he killed the Curltine 8 last year. He's got another good one running around in that same area, and that's where he's going in this morning. So hopefully we'll have some more, another buck on the ground later today from Blake. That video also from his buck will hopefully be coming out within the next 7 to 10 days. We'll just have to see when I can get everything from him and get it all put together. All of us should be, everybody on the team should be in the woods at some point this weekend, I think. Pretty sure all five of us will hunt at some point or another. It's that time of year where you got to get out there, and we're going to have some really good weather Sunday and Monday. Saturday looks okay. Tomorrow looks okay. Friday doesn't look awesome, but it's still, 7th, 8th, 9th of November, you got to be out there, in my opinion. So we're going to get out. We're going to hit hard this weekend and see what we can't get done. Talking shop, I did say I have a little bit of an update from there. A couple more nice bucks came into the shop today, like 140 to 150 range 10-pointers, both of them. One of them, the guy told me he was running scrapes. He said he saw a bunch of does, and this was the only buck, and he was working a scrape line. So that's interesting. Depending on where you're at, you might still see some of that. They're going to be getting off those scrapes for sure in the next week or so, probably. They might still make scrapes if they're mad, if they see another buck, or if they're fired up for some reason. They might check a scrape if they just happen to be walking by it, but they're not going to be as hot as they were 5 to 7 days ago, right? So we are still, obviously, some guys are seeing some of that, though. So, if you got one that's staying active, you might as well stay hunting on it. You might run into a nice buck over that scrape. So the strategy right now, obviously, is hunt the does. But again, there's nuance to all that, and your situation might be different. So just keep that in mind. That's what we've seen at the shop here yesterday. Like I said, nothing new on the news. As far as deer hunting, there was a little bit of stuff, but nothing I found really interesting. So that takes us to weather and movement predictions. Today is supposed to be another rangy day with the temperatures. Not as bad as some, but 24, 25 degrees, depending on where these lows and highs actually fall. They've been about 2 degrees cooler and 2 degrees hotter than what they've been predicting, but they're predicting a low of 39 for this morning and then a high of 63 for this afternoon. So not unbearable. It ought to be a comfortable sit both morning and afternoon. Sunshine all day. The wind's supposed to be 3 to 5 miles an hour out of the northeast in the early morning. And then in the mid-morning, that's going to switch around to east-southeast. And then by afternoon, it's supposed to be straight out of the southeast at 8 to 10 miles an hour. So if you're going out this morning, make sure it's a spot where you can hunt a northeast and a southeast, because it's going to be switching somewhere in there. It's probably going to be swirling a little bit, because those variable east winds seem to be really tough sometimes. So you should have some thermals in the morning, though. The pressure is supposed to be at 30.27 in the morning. So sunshine, high pressure, low wind. We talk about all the time, you should have some thermals there. But it is going to fall to 30 throughout the day. So that falling pressure isn't always great for movement. However, it could be good just because it's time of year and the temperatures aren't going to be terrible. I think the morning will be better than the evening. It was like 72 at some point yesterday, and now it's going to be down to 39, so that's a big swing. It had some northwest winds come in yesterday evening blowing in this colder air, so a little bit of a short-lived cold front, if you will. I think that's going to have some deer on their feet, should have some bucks on their feet. It's definitely going to be cold enough that they're still going to be chasing. They're not going to be laid up because of the heat in the daylight. So the morning could be pretty good. The afternoon should be okay. I think it'll be cool enough for the bucks to be up and checking things out for sure. A 63 shouldn't bother them too much, especially with a little bit of wind. So I think morning and evening could be pretty good today. Morning will probably be better, but be out there, be hunting them. I don't see a reason today that if you've got the day and you want to go try a spot that you shouldn't. This is also the time of year where you should be hitting your best spots. So if you got that in mind for the day, I'd say go for it as long as you're good with those east winds. That takes us to the tip of the day where we wrap this thing up. Speaking of wind, Tip of the day is check the wind at your spot and compare it to the forecasted wind. So I've seen it in a couple of my spots, and I've seen it in different places throughout the years where, let's just say, the weatherman forecasts a west-northwest wind. So I go into a spot, and I get there, and I get out of the truck, and it's mostly west-northwest, but then I get back to the spot, and it is straight east, maybe. Like, just completely different from what they were predicting. And that tends to happen quite a bit. So what I would recommend you do is keep in mind what is predicted as far as the wind direction goes. Check it when you get to your spot and then make a note. And then the next time you go in there, do the same thing. And you might start to see a pattern of where every time they predict a west wind, it's actually out of the south in my spot. And then you can hunt accordingly. So you know if you're predicting a west wind, you can go hunt that stand for a south wind because that's what it's going to be in there. There are other spots where it'll be as predicted, which is great because then all you have to do is look at the forecast and you can go based off that. And then there are spots as well where it'll be all over the board. It could be predicted west, it could be west, and then the next time they predict west, it might be out of the east. And some of those spots can be tough to hunt because you got that swirling wind and it's unpredictable as far as direction goes. Those are the spots where you got to really bank on thermals, and maybe you save them for those low wind, high pressure days, sunshiny days, or those evenings with low wind where your thermals are going to be falling down into a big ditch or ravine or river bottom or something like that. So that's the tip of the day. Always check your wind at your spots. Don't just rely on the forecast, and then make notes and try to see if there's consistencies in it, and then you can hunt accordingly to that instead of relying solely on the weatherman, because we all know how wrong they are most of the time. That's all I got for you guys on this Deer Season Daily. I will see you tomorrow for the last one of the week where we talk about the weekend a little bit, that good weather I was talking about rolling in. I will see you guys tomorrow morning.